I'd like to learn together, B'siyata D'Shmaya, a piece of Yismach Yisrael for Parshas Pinchas. It appears on page 63, and it's an Os Aleph, a very deep piece that's discussed by many of the Sifrei Chassidus and Kabbalah to understand exactly what happened in the moment that Pinchas killed Kozbi and Zimri. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Parsha begins, Pinchas ben Elazar. Pinchas was the son of Elazar. Elazar is the son of Aaron HaKohen. Why does the Torah need to repeat, after all, it was already mentioned earlier, the lineage of Pinchas, why does the Torah need to repeat who Pinchas is a son of, who Pinchas is a grandson of? So Rashi explains, because the Shvatim were Mavaza or so. The Shvatim were mocking Pinchas. Hari Isem ben Puti Zeh Shepitem Avi'imo Agalim Lavodazara. They pointed to Pinchas' lineage on his mother's side. Do you see how his mother's father fattened calves for Avodah Zarah? He's a descendant of Yisro, mitzad his mother. Oh, he's an outsider. He must be doing something that is so strange and so foreign. Who does he think he is to come and kill a Nasi b'Yisrael, v'harag Nasi shevet mi'Yisrael? Questioning the authenticity of Pinchas' behavior and his right to take action in such a case. Lefichach ba'akasa v'yichasa achar Aaron. So says Rashi, therefore the Torah comes and reminds us that Pinchas is not only a descendant, it's true, he is a descendant of Yisro, Mitzad Imo, but of course, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Pinchas comes from Aaron, a very authentic and miyuchazdika person. V'akushi yadua. So asks the Yismach Yisrael the following kasha. Halogam ashvatim yadu, shehu nechad Aaron HaKohen. Again, here the Torah is telling us, once again, it's reminding us that Pinchas comes from Aaron as a response to the claim Pinchas is a descendant of Yisro, and therefore he's a person who comes from the world of Avodah Zarah, and who is he to poke his head into such chashuv people and to start up with a Nasi b'Yisrael? But the Shvatim obviously knew that Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. And all of those members of Klal Yisrael, who were rebuking him and ridiculing him and questioning his behavior, they also knew that he came from Aaron HaKohen. Obviously, what they were saying is, we know he comes from Aaron, and yet we're accusing him of killing Zimri based on that netiyah, that midah, that character trait or flaw that they were saying from the fact that he comes from Yisro. Right? So they were trying to say, you know, a person is made up of many ancestors, of many family members, and they were saying, Einach Hanami comes from Aaron. But clearly, the fact that he had the audacity to kill Zimri comes mitzad avi imo. It comes from an unholy place. So what exactly is the response of the Torah, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen? How is the response to say that this is in fact rooted in the world of Aaron HaKohen and not in the world of his ancestor Yisro? Achei nira lekat da'ati, says the Yismach Yisrael, I think we could explain, lefi ani asdaiti, kasher shamati mikvod kedusha, as I heard from my father, Adini Avi Mori Rabbi Zatzal Zuchusi Again Aleinu, and Kameduma Sha'amar Mishem Eza Sefer Ulai Meazar Kadosh, and I, if I recall correctly, it came from a particular Sefer, perhaps already rooted in the Zohar, Ukamavur Bekisve Arizal, and again it's certainly alluded to in the Kisve Arizal, Shaparcha Mi Pinchas Nishmaso Be'es Mesiras Nafsho Hazeh, V'nichnas Bo Nishmas Nada V'Avil. The Arizal tells us an amazing thing, that at the moment that Pinchas performed his act of Kenos to kill Zimri and to kill Kozbi, in that moment of Kenos, at that very moment the soul of Pinchas departed his body, it left his body, and it was replaced in the Nichnas Bo Nishmas Nadav Avil. And the two children of Aaron, who died tragically earlier in the Torah, their souls entered the body of Pinchas as he carried out this act of Kenos. Again, Shaparcha Mi Pinchas Nishmasa, Pinchas' soul that belonged to Pinchas left his body, it flew away from him at the moment of this great Mesiras Nefesh, and he was imbued with the soul of Nadav and Avihu, the children of Aaron. And therefore, says the Arizal, the Pasuk is very precise, we need to explain it, but the words are very precise, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, that Pinchas, who until this moment was ben Elazar, that's where he got his soul from, Shahayar Atta beno, until now he's been the son of Elazar, but in this moment of Kenos, Aval Atta who ben Aaron HaKohen, he mamish became the children of Aaron HaKohen, because he was infused with the souls of Nadav and Avihu, beno mamish, nishmas banav. Now why, of course, would Pinchas, at this moment of Kenos, be infused with the soul of Nadav and Avihu? How would that help them, and how would that help him? Ulahazbir Dire Ha'ari HaKadosh, so to explain again the words of the Ari HaKadosh, partially based on what he had heard from his father, what the Yismach Yisrael had heard from his father, Lefikat Tzichli, in accordance with my humble understanding, Shechanani Hashem Barachamav, as Hashem has blessed me in accordance with his mercy and kindness. Mipnei Ma Nichnas Bo Nishmas Nadavaviyu. Again, the question we just raised, why is it that at this moment he was infused with the soul of Nadav and Aviyu? Let's go back to Nadav and Aviyu, two very holy tzaddikim, who the Or Chaim HaKadosh says died a very holy death, albeit they did something which was not appropriate, but they died a very holy death. They died through their neshamas being burnt up and removed from their body in a very spiritual way, as the Or Chaim HaKadosh writes explicitly. So what was the chait of Nadav and Aviyu? They wanted to bring an offering into Kodesh Kadashim. Again, beautiful, very holy. But it was not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had asked of them. As the Torah emphasizes so clearly, they were not commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring that carbon. So their intentions were very pure, but they overstepped the boundaries of what is acceptable. And the desire to be close to Hashem. Again, their souls left their body by clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very intense moment of dveikus. Again, we can't make light of their death. But on a pshat level, they did the wrong thing. They brought an eish zara asher lo tziva Hashem that God had not commanded. K'muvur b'svar makadoshim ha'eish hazos ha'igavoa ma'od ma'od. Again, as the svar makadoshim tell us, this fire that they brought was from a very, very lofty place. What was lacking? Ulam echisaron haya mashalo haya alzat tziva me'aborei baruch hu. But it was not what a Kadosh Baruch Hu asked of us. And a mitzvah means that there has to be someone who is mitzaveh, someone who commands us. Avodas Hashem is not doing what feels right to us in being close to Hashem, but very precisely following the directives of the Torah, as we find multiple times in Chumash Devarim, we're warned of the danger of Bal Tosif Bal Tigra, not to add on to mitzvos, not to subtract from mitzvos, but to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of you. Asher Tziva Hashem. That's how one builds a relationship with Hashem. As again, the refrain goes over and over and over in the Hakamas HaMishkan, that all of the Kalim and all of the precise dimensions of the Mishkan were in accordance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command. That's what it means to serve Hashem. So when they brought this Eish HaKetores Hazos, this holy fire, Ketores is a Lashon of Hiskashros, they wanted to be close to Hashem, but it was lacking the Tzivoy Hashem. V'kasher his Ora Rishpe Eish shall have Hiska B'Pinchas Lios Me'akana in Pogin Bo. So now Pinchas also did something, interestingly enough, that wasn't commanded. Right? The halacha is that Kenayim Pogimbo, that when one sees an act of znus taking place, the way that Pinchas saw was taking place with Cosby and Zimri, he had a right as a moment of kenos, as a person who felt, I need to defend the honor of Hashem. Ove Hashem sinu ra, as one who loves Hashem, tolerate such negadafkim lo nitztav al zeh. If a person says, am I allowed to do this? The answer is no. Once you ask the question, you're not allowed to do it. It's an area of halacha where one has to act without a tzivoy. Ki hi halacha v'ein morin kein. It falls into that unique category of halacha, where we say halacha, this is the halacha, this is the proper path, halichos olam lo, this is the path one may tread upon in the service of Hashem, v'ein morin kein, but one cannot be instructed to do so. And if one were to ask, again, they would be told, you've already asked too much, and you're no longer granted permission to do so. One can only do such an act of kenos in a moment of zealotry. So when Pinchas kindled his inner flame, much like Nadav and Aviyu wanted to kindle an inner flame, a flame, an Eish Ketores in the Kodesh Kadashim, when Pinchas lit the flame inside of himself to be Konei Kinas Hashem, to do an act of vengeance, an act of zealotry on behalf of Hashem. So in a certain sense, that was a moment to be metake in the chait of Nadav and Aviyu. They acted without a tzivoy, and he acted without a tzivoy. They wanted to bring an inner fire, and his inner fire was kindled to defend the honor of Hashem. So at that moment of Mesiras Nefesh, he put his life on the line. Mamish, you read the Midrashim, Klal Yisrael wanted to kill him. Uvekoach ha'esh hazeh netakein chetam sha'asu b'lo tzivoy habore baruch hu. In that moment of acting with kenos, without being commanded, he was fixing the chait of Nadav and Aviyu, who also acted without being commanded. And that's why the pasuk, now we understand the Arizal, v'zehu ba kosov v'yichasu acher Aaron. Now we understand that the pasuk comes and attributes the yichus of Pinchas to Aaron, because it really did come from Aaron. Ki tikein chait banav, he was metake in the chait of the children of Aaron. V'nishar yichuso shel Aaron lezaro acherav, and he re established. He brought a tikkun to the lineage of Aaron, those who would come after him, his children. Makom banov kenadav aviyu b'lo shum pegam chas v'shalom, to restore the place of the children of Aaron, Nadav and Aviyu. Again, their death was holy, but on the surface it was an avera, and therefore Pinchas was able to take their souls, so to speak, in this moment into his body, and to use that drive that they had in an improper way, and to give tikkun to the children of Aaron. Lefi zeh mechrochim lomar shakoach hazeh hu rak neitzer mishorish zera Aaron. So therefore, this spirit of zealotry really came from Aaron. Lefichach tikkun chet banav, this was a fixing of the chet of Nadav and Aviyu. Masha ein kein chas v'shalom im makoach hazeh haya me'avi imo. But if, God forbid, this spirit of desire to do something foreign came from a truly foreign place, from his descendant, from his ancestor Yisro, who was involved in Avodah Zarah, in foreign worship, right? So the Klal Yisrael were accusing Pinchas, this is foreign, what are you doing? This is not Asher Tziva Hashem. But Pinchas understood there's a category of Halacha Vein Morin Kein. There's a Halacha of Kenayin Pogenbo. And he took over the souls. He was imbued with the souls of Nadav and Aviyu, the children of Aaron. It was coming from a place of Aaron, a Kohen, coming from a pure place. Turning the page to the top of page 64, and if it came from Yisro, he asks, "Ma sheichus lezera Aaron bezed?" And of course, it would have nothing to do with Aaron. So that's what the Torah is coming to counter. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron a Kohen. Pinchas, who was the son of Elazar, became ben Aaron a Kohen, and in that way, he brought a tikkun to the children of Aaron. And perhaps this can explain the words of the Medrash. There's a cryptic comment that many comment on, where the Medrash says at the beginning of Pinchas that when it says that Pinchas was did a great thing, he was heishiv es chamasi me'al b'nei Yisrael b'kano es kenasi b'socham, and he's rewarded by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Medrash uses the phrase bedinhu sheyitol scharo, bedinhu, it's justified, it's appropriate that he should get the schar. So says the Yismach Yisrael, Zeh koi al Aaron HaKohen. Now I'm not exactly sure what he means by that. Is he saying that the schar that Pinchas earned is through Aaron HaKohen? And that's what the Torah is emphasizing here. Again, I'm not exactly sure what this line means. If anyone has an explanation, feel free to email me, moshetzviweinberg@gmail.com. I'd love to hear what you think it means. But this bedinhu sheyitol scharo means, in a certain sense, he earned something and corrected something that was misplaced. And again, it's rooted in Aaron HaKohen. I think that's part of what he's trying to say here. Dayakosha l'hamedrash. Again, the medrash is also bothered. Lama miyachis ata l'pinchas b'Aaron HaKohen. Ukidakosha le'la gemara l'rashi. The same question that the gemara and rashi were troubled with. Why mention Aaron HaKohen here? Again, as the mefarshim on rashi point out, we already know from the earlier psukim, from Perach Chafei in Pasuk Zayin, from the end of last week's parsha, the end of Parsha's Balak, we already know that Pinchas is the descendant of Aaron. Why emphasize it here? But again, the answer is very clear. V'teirutzu shal ha-medrash, hu al-pi devarinu eila. The medrash is alluding to exactly what we've explained, al-pi pnimius. Yan she-pinchas masar nafsho. Because Pinchas was prepared to sacrifice everything, the way that Nadav and Aviyu, in a certain sense, gave up their lives to bring that carbon that was lo tziva Hashem. V'hivir belibo eish ha-Torah b'lo tzivoy. And he kindled again that fire of Torah inside of himself without being commanded, but this time it was proper. Lefichach nitkan chet bnei Aaron. He was able to correct the chet of the children of Aaron. V'nichtasu b'makom banav mamish. And he took their place. And therefore, bedinhu sheyitol scharo. In a certain sense, again, Aaron deserves a reward because Aaron's lineage has now been corrected and justified. Ukenizkor le'el. V'ulai, and says the Yismach Yisrael on a humble note, perhaps I've made a mistake, and Hashem yechaper if I said anything incorrect. Just one other very short piece in Oz Beis, the second piece on Parshas Pinchas, on the phrase Bekano es kenasi, Rashi explains Bekotzvo haketzef shahayali liktsof. Why is Pinchas going to be rewarded? Bekano es kenasi, that he zealously avenged kenasi, my vengeance. Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, said to Pinchas that he was kotzvo es haketzef shahayali liktsof, that he expressed the anger that Hashem says that I should have expressed. In other words, explains the Yismach Yisrael, understand how emistic Pinchas was. Hainu shekine rak kinas Hashem tzavakos. Pinchas acted in the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was defending the honor of Hashem with no ulterior motive whatsoever. Lo bekinas atzmo bishum nidnud tzad. Not with any of his own anger or his own frustrations with Klal Yisrael, the way that they were behaving. It was not a kinas atzma, it was kinas Hashem. He took the kinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he defended Hashem's honor from the place kivyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'aflo lekabal eschar b'olam haba. And he didn't do it for any reason at all. So what an amazing blend, if you think about it. A remarkable blend of Pinchas on the one hand acting asher lo tziva Hashem, totally outside the realm of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, and yet at the same time acting so much on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to defend HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor and to remove the Chil Hashem of Cozbi and Zimri. Halavai, we should be Jews who know how to do what Hashem asks of us. Halavai, we should be Jews who are able to infer what Hashem wants from us even when it's not explicitly stated. But most important of all, to see ourselves as people who act on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to spend Chas V'Shalom our lives trying to earn kavod for ourselves or to earn reward for ourselves, but to truly do l'shem shemayim, l'chvod shemayim, and emir tzashem in that way, we'll also be blessed with the bris shalom, with the beautiful harmonious balance of shalom that Pinchas was blessed with by HaKadosh Baruch Hu.